Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Even in these challenging times, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission continued to work with Oklahoma State University in the wheat variety trials. The trials were planted last fall, and Wheat Commission Executive Director Mike Schulte encourages you to go out and take a look at the wheat variety trials at a wheat plot near you.
Even though we're not having the large field days per se, we're really challenging producers to get out and go look at the varieties. The research is still being conducted at OSU. We have not stopped anything as far as our research programs or the work that's being done on collecting the data. Producers can certainly look at the app for the QR codes on their phones, and they can go and take those up to the signs at the research plots, and so they can make their assessments visually out there, but they also then can use those QR codes that will go into greater detail about the information on all those varieties that are available.
There's a map that shows you the replicated wheat plots across the state, plus YouTubes of the Altus and Chickasha virtual tours at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website, okwheat.org.
Well, today's cattle futures market was quite a bit weaker on the front end. June live cattle, they were down $1.35 at $97.45. August, $1.15 lower at $97.07. October down 75 at $99.15. And December down 20 here at $102.60. And then feeder cattle were also weaker here, down about 37 in August at $128.50. The September's down 32 at $129.80. So across the board weakness there. The hogs are even weaker, down $1.15 in December at $56.02. Yesterday afternoon, we had a cold storage report that showed just under 490 million pounds in cold storage. That was down 2% from last month. Last month, it was 502, but 14% higher than last year at the same time. So 490 pounds. The reason that's interesting is there was thought that maybe there would be some big change in that because all the different meat issues we've had over the last couple of months, but nothing there. And we also have a cattle on feed report. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, it's expected to show 95 or so percent on feed, about 75% on the placements and 75% on the marketed. The placements, cattle going in and cattle going out, are about the same drop. So I'm not real sure there will be a major impact either way, but it'll be interesting to see what weight classes there are and how many cattle have been on feed over 120 days.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Featuring the dispersion of Hall Cattle Company's Oklahoma division, including 55 fall calving Limflex females and 17 fall bred Limflex efforts, just to name a few. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The annual Limflex and Limousine Production Sale, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
Today's grain futures market were lower across the board. Corn actually ended up being steady to a half cent lower. The soybean market down about a penny. Chicago wheat down 5 to 7. Kansas City, the weakest one on the board today, down about 9¾ cents, which puts July at 444¾. December cotton down 91 at 57.79. The Kansas crop tour showed us that in 2020 they estimate 284 million bushels. Versus the USDA estimate of a 305 bushels. So they're tightening up, 20 million bushels, 21 million bushels from the USDA. The average yield was 44.5 bushels per acre for the state of Kansas. There's ongoing concerns, of course, this time of year with the weather and also with the Chinese trade tension. The market's going back and forth on how much tension there is or isn't. But we don't have a whole lot of time left for the Chinese to finish their obligations for the phase one trade deal, but they are offering some concessions in other markets such as hay and blueberries and other farm products. Doesn't really look like there's a whole lot in the way of corn and soybeans and wheat, which most of the market was hoping. I think that's one of the major reasons why we're having some pressure here. And we also have the Dow Jones coming back to being about unchanged after being lower and a three-day weekend.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.